Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3205BN. Today's date is November 6th, 2023, and the title of the episode is It's About the Break. Election Countermeasures. Those who are blind will soon see the light. Let's talk about our health. The shredded lettuce in a double-double and the fruit filling in a donut are awesome, but they don't count against 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I won't nag you about your diet. I don't always eat healthy either, but I'll share with you what the Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and cholesterol. Eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I don't, and you probably won't. That's why I take Field of Greens. Unlike the others, each fruit and each vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidney, and immune system. Flu season is here, and I trust Field of Greens to help me stay healthy. Field of Greens works fast. You'll feel better with more energy, and you'll notice your skin and hair and nails will look healthier too. If you don't always eat right and exercise, join me and take Field of Greens. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldsofgreen.com. That is fieldsofgreen.com. Or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they've been telling the people their entire lives that, yes, we're for the people. Yes, everything that we're doing is for the people. And Trump, he came into office to show the people that these people were never for the people. They were never for this country. They were completely against this country. And every step of the way, the people now can see all of this. They can see the true 16-year plan. They could see it all playing out. And now as we approach war and we approach chaos, people can see the truth. And that's what this is all about, having people see the truth. And how do you get the people to see the truth? Well, you need to show them firsthand. And yes, when people say, well, is this supposed to be this way? I mean, we're going to war. There's chaos. There's people on the street. There are people coming over. Yes, it was supposed to be this way. Because if it wasn't this way, how would you see it? You wouldn't be able to see it. You would see absolutely nothing. It would be business as usual. You'd be doing exactly the same thing as we've been doing this entire time. The only way to break this cycle was to actually show everyone and scare the bejeebies out of everyone to make them realize, yes, it is a two-tier justice system. Yes, they want to bring everyone into this country. Terrorists, drug traffickers, child traffickers, you name it. Yes, that's what they really want to do. Yes, they really want to bring us to war. Yes, they want chaos. Yes, they want to crash the economy. Yes, they want to brainwash our children. Yes, they want to take away your guns. Yes, they want to imprison a political opponent. Yes, they want to do every single one of these things. That's what the pause or the break was all about, to show you. Everyone thinks that things are getting terrible. They are. It's being done on purpose to wake you up. When you feel doom and gloom, it's because you needed to see it. You needed to understand it. This has been happening for a very long time. The reason why you didn't see it is because you didn't want to see it. They did it very, very slowly behind the scenes. That's why you didn't see it. Trump said, holy crap, we're going to have to show the people. They're going to have to see exactly what's been going on. How are we going to do this? I know. We'll put the resident in place. I'll take a pause. I'll take a break here. And we'll allow them to move their 16-year plan forward so everyone can see it. And the best way to do this is to show them. And then everyone will talk about it. Oh my God, do you see what's happening in the economy? Everything's falling apart. You see what's happening to the country? The border's wide open. Everything looks terrible. Everything's awful. Yes, that's how you show the people. That's how you get people talking. They wake other people up. Now, those people that have been sleeping that aren't waking up because they're still on the side of the D's, soon, those people who have been blind to all this, they're going to see the light. Now, remember, Trump has always been telling us that this all comes down to the 2024 election. I do believe this is going to be the most important election, just like Trump is saying. And the reason for this is because this is the final battle. So if this is the final battle, he needed the people to make a decision logically with information. Without the information, you wouldn't be able to make the final decision. And this is why Trump took this pause, or as Scavino would say, a break, because I do believe he just sent us a message that it's about the break. And we are in this break, and this break has been very, very important because the people needed to see all of this play out. And yes, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we could see that people now are taking sides. You could see those people that infiltrated the government with Obama and the rest, you could see what side they are taking. Now the people are going to see very, very clearly that those people that make up the swamp, those people that make up Congress, those people that make up the Biden administration, they are not for this country. And the only way to prove it to the people, and that's really what it is, they needed to be shown all this. So Trump needed to prove it to them that, look, these people are truly not for this country. Can you see it now? I mean, the White House was stormed. They still haven't cleaned up the mess. They haven't repainted yet. And have these people been arrested? Because this was an insurrection, wasn't it? Once again, there are two rules for these players. And you're going to see how those individuals, Antifa, BLM, the illegals, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And you're going to see Biden administration, those in Congress, the swamp creatures, they're going to do absolutely nothing. Why? Because they want to bring us to war. They want chaos. Now, think about it. Every step of the way, Trump needed to make sure that the elections were protected. And every step of the way, he put certain things into place to make sure. Now, people probably didn't realize what he was doing. A lot of people thought, oh, look, he's angry at Pence for the election. Oh, look, this and that and the other thing. But really, if you start to break it down, I'll give you an example here. Remember when he said, oh, Pence had the ability to send the electors back, and the D's got crazy and said, holy crap, we better change the law. We got to make sure that the vice president doesn't have that ability, even though they said he never had that ability. He kind of tricked him into this because he wanted them to change the law. Why? Well, if he's telling us the 2024 elections is the most important elections, wouldn't you have to protect that? See, he's not planning to lose. He's planning to win. And because he knows he has the people with him. He needs to protect the vote. So I do believe as we approach 2024, the deep state players, they're going to try to postpone the elections. First, they're going to try to cheat, of course. When they realize they won't be able to do this because the poll numbers are not in their favor, and they realize, holy crap, we're going to need so many ballots. This is going to be completely impossible. We're going to have to take a different tactic, and we're going to have to postpone the election. Now, they're going to think that they have the ability to postpone the election, but I do believe Trump has countermeasures in place where all of a sudden they're going to say, hey, no, we don't have to postpone it. We don't need the machines. We can use paper ballots. We can count it on one day. We got everything ready to go. Now, of course, is the deep state going to like this? No, because Trump just countered what they had planned. Now, once the election happens, do you think they're going to accept the results after this? Now, let's say Trump wins, which I do believe he will. Because actually, we'll be talking about this a little bit later, he's already said in 2020, he won all 50 states, which he really did. But again, the whole purpose of everyone coming out in 2020 was to catch the deep state in the act in cheating. Remember, he needed them to cheat on a level that they never cheated before to make it a lot easier to capture everything. Why do you think he has irrefutable proof? Why do you think he wants to present it in court? Now, think about this. Think about what happens in 2024. When we have the paper ballots and the people vote for Trump and Trump wins, the deep state players, what do they want to do? Well, they're going to pretty much say, no, no, he didn't win. And during the count, when the House of Representatives, when Congress gets together and they count, what ability has been taken away from them? You see, if Trump didn't do anything, if he didn't blame Pence, if he didn't say he had the ability, the D's would never scramble to create a law that took the power away from the VP. So when Trump wins using paper ballots and it goes to Congress and the vice president, oh, wait, doesn't have the ability to reject anymore, they can't stop him. Every step of the way, Trump has set up countermeasures for the election. He needed to protect the election and make sure the vote counted. And I do believe he has done this from the very beginning, and it needed to take a certain amount of time to complete all of this. Just like we're seeing Biden now getting hammered with his taxes and corporations. Remember, they went after Trump. Supreme Court made a ruling. And now the House, they can get everything. They can't even argue about it. The same thing's happening with the election. Trump needed to remove their power to stop him from winning. And that's exactly what he did. Think about it. He set everything up. How do you remove their power in cheating? Well, you need to remove their system. How do you remove their system? Well, you have a war. You have an attack on the U.S. The deep state tries to use the attack to postpone the election, most likely a cyber attack. And Trump says, okay, you know something? We won't use those systems, your systems. We will use my system, which is paper ballots. We'll use my system of voting in one day. We'll use my system of coming in person. We'll be using my system where you have to present some type of ID. So he just bypassed their entire system. Then once all the votes are counted, oh, by the way, now you instituted this law where the vice president doesn't have the ability to turn back the electors. So basically that has been taken away from you. So you can't stop me in Congress. So basically he made sure that the elections were protected. So this way your vote counted. See, the only way to do this is to do it outside of the system. And I do believe that's exactly what he's planning to do. And we'll be talking a little bit about this a little bit later, because actually he does mention this, which is very interesting. And Scavino, I do believe, sent us a message saying that the break was very important. It's all about the break. Now, what's very interesting is that the people are really waking up to what the deep state system is. And the people now, they're starting to realize that everything that the deep state has told them, well, they want the opposite. Remember, the deep state likes using race. They like using emotion. They like using that on the people. But when you're awake, all that doesn't work. Because once you're awake, you think logically and you can see through their use of race. You can see through their use of emotion. You can see through all of that. It doesn't affect you. And what's very interesting, you can see that the people are truly waking up. By a 2-to-1 margin, voters believe controlling the U.S. border is more important than helping Ukraine fight Russia. So this is a Rasmussen report, National Telephone, an online survey, finds that 60% of likely U.S. voters believe getting the migrant crisis at the U.S. border under control is more important for America's national security. And I do believe once we have something happen on U.S. soil, which I do believe is going to happen, the rest of the country, all of a sudden, they're going to be slapped in the face and they're going to say, holy crap, open borders, they do not work. Look what just happened. How did this person get in here? And you know, the reports are going to come out saying, oh, well, they came over the border. They were bussed off into this city. And all of a sudden, they were, you know, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, pro-Muslim. Probably the Muslims didn't even want him. And he went ahead and he orchestrated a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. And the people are going to really wake up to this. And the people are going to start to say, okay, you know something? The border being open right now is not good. You're going to see the 60% number jump to 80%, maybe even higher. And it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. Everything is now crumbling down around them. And if you notice, Trump is continually getting more and more brave in what he says, or actually maybe he's just more direct now in what he says about Biden, about the elections, about everything, because the Patriots are completely in control of this situation. And as people see more and more and people are on his side, he doesn't have to hide it anymore. He can come out and just say it the way it is because the people are going to be with him. It's going to be a lot easier for him to do the things that need to be done because the people aren't going to be questioning him. The people are going to say, do it. We believe you. We know what's happening now. And that's why he's continually coming out now and just saying what everyone is hearing. Oh, the election was stolen. It was rigged. He's making fun of Biden. He's talking about the border. He's talking about the economy. He's talking about how we're going to war. He's talking about all of these things. He's telling the stories that were never told before because the people now are with him. He has the strength behind him now. See, the propaganda outlets, they no longer have the control. They don't have the people hypnotized anymore. Yes, Trump is going to get the rest of the people. Yes, it's going to take time, which is going to be done over this last year. This is the worst part of it as we go through 2024, because this is really going to wake up the rest of the people. And a lot of people are going to wake up. A lot of people are going to be very upset and angry, scared, you name it, because we're heading into a scare event. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, Obama has now advised Joe Biden on AI. And Obama, who's in the basement, is actually taking over. He's quietly advised the White House over the past 5 months on a strategy to address artificial intelligence, engaging behind the scenes with tech companies and holding Zoom meetings with top West Wing aides at Biden's request. Now, really think about this. Obama has told us from the very, very beginning that he would love to be in the basement and just, you know, talk to people and tell them what to do. That's exactly what he's doing. But Biden, he's in trouble. Actually, now they're pushing to get rid of him right now. Now, I do believe Biden is going to resist all the way. I don't think as the calls come out to say, you know what, you need to drop out of the race, I don't think he's going to do it. And I think the D's are going to have to force him out. And I do believe this is why Trump, when he was down in Texas during the inauguration of the resident, which wasn't really an inauguration, I do believe when Trump said, you know, the 25th Amendment is not going to affect me, it's actually going to affect Joe Biden, I do believe Biden is not going to want to, you know, remove himself from the presidential race. And I do believe they're going to have to force him out. And the only way to really force him out is to actually say that he's too old or he can't function in the White House and take him out with the 25th Amendment. And I do believe that time is actually approaching. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, Elon Musk right now is actually countering the AI chatbot, ChatGPT, and others with his AI chatbot, Grok. So right now, we can see he's bringing in another AI, and this has nothing to do with emotion. And actually, it's going to counter everything that ChatGPT is saying, because ChatGPT was programmed to be biased. So now we're going to have both sides. And this is what he put out on X. He said, X's AI's Grok system is designed to have a little humor in its responses. Then he said, the AI has real-time access to info via the X platform, which is a massive advantage over other models. It is also based on Love's sarcasm. I have no idea who could have guided it this way. So this AI is going to counter ChatGPT, and I do believe people are going to see both sides right now, which is going to call into question AI. And you can see this is why the World Economic Forum wants to control AI, because they said whoever controls AI, they control the world. And why do you think Obama now is taking the reins and actually creating the regulations for AI? Because, again, he's part of the World Economic Forum, and this is what they're trying to do, because they want AI to control everything. But do I think this is going to work in the end? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Steven Crowder, he actually was able to get the Trans Shooters Manifesto, and it looks like it's been leaked to the public. And what's very interesting about this is that this manifesto was hidden from we the people. And why didn't they want it out in the public realm? Because this individual is radicalized. This individual was brainwashed. This individual was on certain drugs, and they didn't want people to see the truth. So this manifesto of Audrey Hale, she referred her plan as the Death Day Plan, and it has been leaked. The document, filled with malevolent intent and a planned timeline, contains a disturbing insight into Hale's thoughts leading up to the tragic event. Hale's extended into consistently embedded view of societal equity. Demonstrating her deep-seated anger, she wrote, "Wanna kill all you little crackers, bunch of little faggots with your white privileges." Her cold-blooded precision when discussing the execution of her heinous plan is chilling. Hale estimating the entire incident may last as little as 3 to 7 minutes, but no longer than 10. She stoutly wrote, it might be 10 minutes tops. It might be 3 to 7. It's gonna go quick. So this entire manifesto was hidden from the public because they didn't want the people to see the truth. Now think about it. Expand this to Antifa, because we know Antifa is made up of a lot of trans individuals. Think about these individuals. They're on certain drugs. They've been radicalized. They've been brainwashed. Now you can understand why they're out there and they're very, very violent. Because they don't care about the black community. They don't care about the white community. They are angry. And they're angry with everyone. And whoever the deep state tells them to be angry with, that's who they're angry with. It reminds me of the brown shirts when you go back in time. Because what did they do? They brainwashed the young. These people went into the streets. They were angry. They were violent. Don't you see the similarities here? It's the same exact playbook. Now, what's very interesting, the fake news, the FBI, they're all saying, you know something? We can't confirm that this is real. We can't confirm it. And then all of a sudden, they started to change their story. News Channel 5 put this out on X and says, the Nashville mayor's office has confirmed they are working with Metro Legal to determine how those images were released to anyone. We are working to update the story. Well, before they were saying that this is not real whatsoever. Now they're saying they want to know how these images were released, which means they're real. So it's very interesting where they're saying they were trying to confirm the validity of the manifesto. Now they want to know how it was released, which means it's real, because they wouldn't say that otherwise. And we could see that this is completely falling apart on them. And now the truth is out there and the people understand what's going on. And this is, and the people understand why they didn't want this manifesto out there. Can you imagine if this was reversed and there was a manifesto of a MAGA person and this MAGA person went ahead and killed people? This manifesto would have been released in maybe a second and the FBI would be raiding, you know, whoever they needed to raid. It would be completely different. But once again, now people can see the truth and people are starting to realize, I get Antifa now. I understand who they are. I understand what's going on here. They're a bunch of thugs. They're domestic terrorists. That's exactly what they are. And they've been trained and brainwashed by the deep state players. Now, what's very interesting is we could see the war in Ukraine is pretty much dead here. Ukraine lost. Deep state's in trouble. Putin has control. The biolabs, they're demolished. The neo-Nazis, they've been wiped out. Everything that they tried to do is a complete failure, as usual with the deep state players. And Zelensky, he invited Trump to visit Ukraine. Well, Trump declined his offer. Chief Nerd put this out and said, Zelensky invited Trump to Ukraine on Sunday to see the scale of the war for himself. But Trump respectfully declined to, in a statement to Newsmax. I have great respect for Zelensky, but think it would be inappropriate to go to Ukraine at this time. The Biden administration is currently dealing with him, and I would not want to create a conflict of interest. And yes, he shouldn't be going out there. There's no reason for him to go out there. Let Biden handle all this. Trump, when he becomes president and the people elect him, then he will deal with it. Remember, he told everyone he sees war coming. He can have peace in 24 hours if he is elected. I do believe he's going to be elected, but he wants the people to make this decision. And once the people make that decision, then he will take care of business. Not before, because he wants the people to see everything play out. And he wants to wake the people up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see Zelensky, he's holding secret New York City meetings with private equity bosses at JP Morgan, Google, Blackstone to discuss rebuilding war-torn Ukraine. Now, you have to remember, the bankers, this is how they do it. They have the government borrow the money to pay for the war. Then they have the government borrow the money to rebuild after the war. The bankers always make out. It's the people that suffer. But it's very interesting that he's speaking with JP Morgan, Google, Blackstone, and the rest. And that reminds me of post 4959. This is November 6, 2022. It's very interesting, the timing of this post. What groups are financing Ukraine? Why are they financing Ukraine? Why was Hunter in Ukraine? Why did Pop threaten to withhold from Ukraine? $1 billion? Who benefits? What did Pop receive in return? Why is Hunter not in jail? Think blackmail, bribes, extortion, threats. How do you control a leader? How do you control a country? Are you ready to take back control? Your vote matters. You have all the tools you need. Absolutely. And we could see that everything is building, and we could see the deep state players, they are now pushing for war. Remember, Trump had peace in the Middle East. He went ahead and he instituted the Abraham Accords. The Middle East was very, very quiet. There was nothing going on. There was no war. And then all of a sudden, Hamas attacked Israel, raped, killed people. And then all of a sudden, all the people that Soros and others brought into all the different countries around the world, all of a sudden, they started to protest. And the people started to see of all these different countries, wow, this was a huge mistake allowing all these people in. They're outnumbering us and they're on the side of terrorists. And you see, it always starts out in the very beginning. Oh, no, we're for the Palestinian people. But what you're going to see in the end, you're going to see how this shifts because they were never for the Palestinian people. They're actually for the terrorists. And you're going to start to see this shift, and it's going to shift not just here in the United States, but around the world. And people are going to start to realize, holy crap, we let in millions of terrorists who want to do us harm. Because if you're just for the people of Palestine, why are they so violent? Why do they beat up people? Why do they destroy things if they want peace and they're for the people of Palestine? Because they are terrorists themselves and they're in each one of these countries. But you can see the deep state players, they want this war to go forward. Disclosed TV put this out on X and said, Blinken made an unscheduled stop to Baghdad, expanding U.S. diplomacy in the Middle East, which means, and let's translate this, he went there to kick the war off. That's really what they're doing. Biden right now has deployed over 17,200 military personnel to the Middle East because of rising tensions. And yes, we have the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group out there. We have the USS Ford and many others. Actually, we have the Ohio-class submarine, which is a nuclear submarine, and that is now out in the Middle East. Really think about this. So what is this Ohio-class submarine? Well, it's not just any naval vessel. It is a class of nuclear-powered submarines operated by the United States Navy. The Ohio-class submarines are the largest submarines ever built by the U.S. Navy. They're 556 feet long and 42 feet wide. The Ohio-class submarine has nuclear weapons. The 14 Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines carry about half of the United States' active strategic thermonuclear warheads that are capable of erasing a country from the map, and the submarines are nuclear-powered. So when Trump said he saw nuclear war, he wasn't kidding. And we could see that we're heading in that direction. And Blinken has also sent a message from Iraq. So he was in Iraq. He sent a message from Iraq to Iran. Don't do it. Don't do anything. Don't hit our soldiers or else, which means they're setting up the red lines. This is how they create the war. And this is how they push the war. Because why would they say don't do it? If you really think about it and think about what Trump has done, when he took action, he just took action and showed them. See, when they call this out and they say, hey, we warn you, don't do it. They're actually setting a red line because they want the people to know this and they want the other country to cross the line. Because remember, they're funding both sides. They want the war to happen. And right on schedule, we have senators. They're introducing a resolution. So we have Lindsey Graham. We have Senator Richard Blumenthal. They are set to introduce legislation threatening to strike Iran if the country expands the conflict in the Middle East. So they're already setting up legislation to strike Iran. This is very interesting. Now, we have one side getting ready to strike, creating red lines, and we have Trump on the other side saying, you know, we can have peace here, you know. I know the players. We can have peace. We can have it in 24 hours. And now what you're seeing is you're seeing both sides. That narrative is building right now, and it's going to get louder and louder as we go through 2024. You're going to hear one side with the Biden administration, Blinken, and the rest. They're going to be calling for war. We're going to have to hit them. Here's another red line. And you're going to see tensions build, and they're going to build over 2024. During the same exact time, you're going to hear Trump, it doesn't have to be this way, people. I can have the war ended. We don't have to go to war. And you're going to see this build throughout time. And the people, well, they're going to wake up during this period of time. They're going to say, okay, I hear one guy talking peace and the other side talking war. And as it becomes a reality, that's when people are going to start to wake up. I do believe the only way that people are going to wake up is not through all this rhetoric and talk and everything, is actually when there is some type of an attack. And I do believe most likely we're going to have something happen in the U.S. We might even have a missile being fired at the U.S., which might be intercepted. And that is going to really wake up the people. And the people are going to say, holy crap, wait a minute. This is now becoming real. It's no longer them just saying words. This is becoming physical. And actually, when we approach the elections and there's a cyber attack, people are really going to wake up and say, holy crap, this is really becoming a war. Because now they're seeing physical missiles. They're seeing physical attacks within different countries or maybe even the United States. And there is a physical attack on the cyber level. So people are really going to see all of this play out, and you're going to see forces build up over time. And you're going to see, let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular DNA ancestry site is under fire for allegedly not notifying their users in a timely manner of a data breach that stole millions of pieces of personal data. In fact, it wasn't until the hackers advertised the stolen data on forums that the public became aware of the breach, which has since sparked a class action lawsuit. The stolen data was reportedly leaked for political and racially motivated reasons, and it included name, sex, date of birth, geographic location, profile photos, and genetic ancestry results. This is why I protect myself with Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 offers an all-in-one digital security suite with its most notable features of being a military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and even the ability to remove my personal information from sites after data breaches like this one. Plus, it comes with a 1 million insurance policy for identity theft protection to secure myself even further. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that Virtual Shield 1 is the most effective way to help prevent government, corporate, ISP, hacker spying while simultaneously protecting your personal data. But there's more. If you sign up for Virtual Shield 1 now, you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data usage across all devices, access to Virtual Shield 1's 24/7 customer support, and more. Simply go to virtualshield.com/x22 to take advantage of this limited time deal before their free trial offer ends. Iran, China, Russia take a side. You're going to see the U.S., NATO take a side, and you're going to see forces start to build up. And yes, people are going to be afraid. People are going to be scared, and that's what the scare event is. This is going to wake up a lot of people. Most people, I would say the majority, even the D's, they're not going to want to go to war. They're going to side with the guy that says peace. And he's going to continually say, we don't have to do this. I know the players. We can have peace. But if you want war, vote for the other side. Now, I think a lot of people, they're going to wake up during this period of time. And since we just talked about maybe a missile flying over the ocean being intercepted, actually, Israel just did that. They intercepted a ballistic missile in space with Arrow defense system in the first ever space combat. So the Houthis out in Yemen, they launch, and this is the Iran-backed Houthis, they launched a ballistic missile towards Israel, and Israel took it out with their Arrow defense system. So this is becoming very, very interesting as we move forward. But what we see in this country, we can see Antifa, BLM, and the illegals. They're all part of the same group. They're all domestic terrorists, even though the Biden administration calls we the people domestic terrorists. It's actually the opposite way, because they always project everything onto we the people. So really, their foot soldiers are the domestic terrorists. Mark Krikorian put this out, and he's referring to the National Immigration Center for Enforcement. And it says, this was spotted in Los Angeles. Are you surprised that terrorist supporters also hate ICE? And it says, abolish ICE, free Palestine. They're the same cause. It's the same people. And you can see how the fake news, how they take the sides of the terrorists very differently than they take the sides of we the people. Mary Bruce put this out and says, the White House gates this morning after a passionate protest over the weekend. So the news is calling what happened on the weekend passionate. Can you imagine if this was MAGA and they were shaking the gates, they were flying the MAGA flags, they were painting and graffitiing all the, you know, the statues and everything else and destroying the statues? You think they call it passionate? Remember, during January 6th, The people were walking through the Capitol taking pictures. They were walking through the red ropes. And they were very, very peaceful. The people that were angry and pissed off, that was Antifa. That was the left. They're the ones who did the damage. But Molly responded to this and said, if you are trained to notice subtleties, you can detect an ever so slight difference in how corporate media talk about left-wing protests versus right-wing protests, and you can see it as clear as day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Iran foreign minister is urging BRICS intervention to stop Israel's war crimes in Gaza. Now, these are not war crimes in Gaza. They're going after the terrorists. But GBPH put this out on X and says, Iran has called upon the BRICS community to intervene in the Israel-Hamas conflict using its clout and economic influence. This is a major development, as it is the first indication we've seen that Iran does not really desire military intervention escalation. Remember, Iran allegedly possesses hypersonic missiles that are capable of easily penetrating the Iron Dome. Using conventional warheads, they could level Tel Aviv tonight if they really wanted to. Has Iran been neutered? Well, a certain Anon did say that North Korea would be first, Iran second, and Israel last. Time will tell. And this is going to be very interesting, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. But we can see that Antifa right now and the pro-Palestinian activists, which are the illegals in this country, they have joined forces. Of course they have. Katie Davenport put this out and said, Antifa and pro-Palestinian activists are blocking a U.S. military ship from loading weapons and supplies being sent to Israel. This is at Port Tacoma in Washington. Authorities were warned about this ahead of time. Targeting U.S. military operations on U.S. soil is an illegal act classified under domestic terrorism. And should these people be arrested? Yes, they should. Are they domestic terrorists? Yes, they are. But what are they doing? Pretty much nothing. And I do believe the deep state players, they're going to allow these people to have free reign. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they know this because they know the people in government. They were brought in, they infiltrated our government, and they are not for the U.S. They're completely against the U.S. So why would they stop these people? They're going to allow these people to do whatever they want. Just like you saw back in 2020, they allowed Antifa and BLM to do whatever they want. They were not stopped. And I think everyone was shocked during this period of time because they couldn't believe what they were seeing. The police were doing nothing, and they allowed the people to destroy people's businesses, burn down buildings, and kill people. And this was allowed to happen. So why would they stop these people from doing the same exact thing or even worse? They won't. The difference here is that these people are made up of illegals. They entered this country illegally. These are domestic or foreign terrorists mixed in with domestic terrorists. And I think the people are going to see this, especially when they storm the White House again. You think this is the only time they're going to do this? No, they're going to get angrier and angrier and angrier. Remember, the deep state players, they don't care about this country. They want this country demolished. They want the White House demolished. They want it burned down. They want the statues removed. And they don't care who's in there. They want it gone. And I do believe they're going to make an attempt to destroy as much as they possibly can. And you're going to see the Biden administration do absolutely nothing. Even if he calls out the National Guard, actually the National Guard will probably be told to stand down in certain areas. So nothing most likely will be done. Just like when you look at the White House right now, there's graffiti, there's paint everywhere. And it's been 2 days after they did this. How come they haven't cleaned this up? I mean, this is our nation's capital. Why would they leave it there? Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. Now, think about what's been happening this entire time. Trump needs to show the people that cheating in the election has consequences. Open borders is a consequence. A crashing economy is a consequence. War, people dying is a consequence. So when you overthrow a government like the United States and you overthrow the duly elected president, people die. You go to war. And it never had to be this way? Why is he building up this narrative? Because he wants the people to know that they did cheat. And because they cheated, you're seeing all of this. And if the people would believe him that the elections were rigged, none of this would have been happening. Take a listen to what he says here.
And when you think of it, how important elections are, you'd have millions of people alive right now if the election wasn't rigged. They'd be alive. Ukraine, Israel, the attack would have never been made. All these people would be alive. The cities would be thriving. To every American who is petrified that Joe Biden's catastrophic weakness will bring our country to ruin, which he has a great chance of doing, it's close to that anyway, close to economic ruin, I make you this promise as your president, and nobody else can say it. I will restore peace through strength. And yes, I am the only one that will prevent World War III, because we are very close to World War III. And I know all the players. I know them all. I know them all, every one of them. We will prevent. And this won't be.
Now, think about this. Everything now points to Biden, soon to Obama. Remember, the investigation is showing everyone that Biden has 20 shell companies. He laundered money. He lied to the American people. Foreign countries control him, like China, like Russia, like Ukraine, like Iran. And look what's happening now to the country. We're heading towards war now, and this is getting worse and worse as time goes on. And as the investigation continues on into Biden, and people are waking up to all of this, and they realize that we're heading towards war and everything's breaking down, they're going to try to make a move to get rid of Biden. Now, they're looking at the polls right now, and they're realizing, holy crap, Biden is losing in the polls. They can manipulate it so far. And they're saying, okay, we need to change things up. We can't allow this to happen, because if he keeps going on like this and they keep bringing out his crimes, this is just going to get worse and worse as time goes on, because as everything breaks down and his crimes come out, people are going to say, okay, we've had it with this guy. So I think in the end, what's going to happen is Biden's going to fight all the way to the end, and they're going to be forced to remove him because the D's won't be able to take it anymore. Patriots Are in Control put this out on X and says, the fake news is sounding the alarm on Biden campaign, conceding that Trump is beating Biden in key swing states. Even the leftist toilet paper like Vanity Fair and Daily Beast are jumping on this poll. Why would they admit this if they can just steal it like they did in 2020? Seems like they know it's not even remotely believable to sell a Biden win this time around. No amount of late night fraud can flip it for him. Trump won handily in 2020, and his support has been steadily increasing with each passing day of this disastrous Biden circus. I'm starting to think there's no way Biden makes it to 2024. We can finally be getting close to a change of batter. And yes, this is exactly what's happening. Because think about it. They know they can't win with Biden cheating. Actually, COVID, they couldn't push this off the ground. They don't have the paper ballots. They don't have the mail-in ballots. They don't have any of these things. So they're going to have a very difficult time, but they know with Biden, there's no way they can do it. They can't cheat with him. And it's getting worse and worse as every day that passes. So they know they're going to have to bring in someone where at least it gives them a fighting chance, where they don't have to make up such a huge difference of all the ballots. Remember, they're not getting votes, they're getting ballots. So they're going to have to bring in someone that's pretty darn popular. Now, I know a lot of people are saying Newsom's coming in. Yes, I do believe he's going to be throwing his hat into the ring. Yes, you're going to see a lot of people throw their hat in the ring. But once again, you're going to need someone that is popular. You're going to need someone that is clean. And yes, these people can come into the race, but are they going to win over the people? Are they going to be able to use them to go up against Trump? Are they going to say, okay, Newsom, this is the guy we want. He definitely can go up against Trump. Or you think Trump is not going to bring up California? You don't think Trump is going to bring up everything about everything that he did in California and how he lost all business, how people have been moving out? I mean, this is just easy statistical data. And people are going to see this and Newsom will be destroyed. I don't think Newsom is going to be the guy. Now, yes, he's going to throw his hat in the ring, but I do believe they're going to need someone that has a lot more power than that. And what I mean by power, popularity. Now, once again, I do believe they need someone that's pretty clean, that really hasn't been in politics. And I still think it's going to be Michelle Obama, because Obama needs to control the situation. Because if anyone else comes in, I think he's not going to have control. And I think he wants to control the situation because of everything that is happening right now. And we could see already that they're already making this move. David Axelrod is sending a message suggesting that Joe Biden drop out of the race. So this is a former Obama henchman. And he's saying it's time to get rid of Joe Biden. Now, I don't think Joe Biden's just going to remove himself. I think that Joe Biden is going to stay in the race. And I do believe the D's then are going to have to try to force him out. And the only way to force him out is most likely using the 25th Amendment, because I don't think they want him impeached by the Republicans. And they're going to try to have Joe say, I'm not running. But I think Joe is going to be stubborn and he's going to stay in the race and they're going to have to eventually take him out. So this is what David Axelrod put out on X. It's very late to change horses. A lot will happen in the next year that no one can predict. And Biden's team says his resolve to run is firm. He's defied CW before, but this will send tremors of doubt through the party. Not bedwetting, but legitimate concern. The at POTUS is justly proud of his accomplishments. Trump is a dangerous, unhinged demagogue whose brazen disdain for the rules, norms, laws, and institutions or democracy should be disqualifying. But the stakes of miscalculation here are too dramatic to ignore. Only Joe Biden can make this decision. If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. What he needs to decide is whether that is wise, whether it's in his best interest or the country's. So they're already telling him, you need to drop out. And you need to look at the situation and you need to make this decision or we're going to take you out. Now, you could see that the fake news, they are now trying to explain away why Trump is leading against Biden. And their poll numbers don't even make sense anymore. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, new ABC News polling hilariously claims Trump has a higher unfavorable view percent than Joe Biden, while the very same polling says 76% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction while Joe Biden is president. Somebody, please make it make sense. And it doesn't make sense. This is absolutely ridiculous. But you can see right now that everything that they tried to get the people away from Trump, it has not worked. With all the indictments in the courts and everything else like this, more and more people are siding with Trump. They see him as the victim. They see these people as desperate, and they see the deep state very, very clearly. And now the people can see who the real racists really are. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the racist New York State AG, Letitia James, said the following. Too male, too pale, and too stale. Racist. And remember, she campaigned on removing Trump. Remember, she was promised to be governor. But she didn't follow through in what she promised to do because she couldn't find anything on him. So now she decided to use this for election interference. And Trump, he put out another truth and says election interference. And she is lying to the American people, saying that she never campaigned on removing Trump. Take a listen to what Trump put out here.
Of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
This illegitimate president who sits in the White House.
That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president. His days are numbered. His days are numbered.
We've got to get ready to mobilize, and we've got to get ready to agitate and irritate until victory is won, but more importantly, until Trump is defeated.
Yeah. We will all rise up and resist this man.
And ultimately, we'll bring him down.
This illegitimate president, I'm going to give you the same level of respect that you gave to President Obama, and that is absolutely no respect at all.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
And the days of Donald Trump are numbered.
Lock him up.
That is not true.
Now everyone can see that this is a complete and utter lie. And what's very interesting is we know who's driving all this. George Soros. And yes, we found out that Letitia James, she's being backed by Soros. Actually, if you look at all these individuals, they're all being backed by Soros. Because again, all the illegals coming into this country and around the world, Soros. All the prosecutors, AGs that were put into place, allowing the criminals out, Soros. It always goes back to Soros. Why? Because their entire plan was to destroy all countries, get rid of their identities, blend the countries, and have them taken over. So this way they can set up their new system. But it's not working. The people are waking up, and the people are going to fight back. But this is what Trump put out. He says, wow, just found out that the corrupt and racist Attorney General Letitia James of New York State is financially backed by George Soros. No wonder this Trump case being presided over by a highly partisan and out of control judge who found me guilty before the trial even started wouldn't allow a jury and said Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida was worth only $18 million when it is worth 50 to 100 times that amount has become an embarrassment to the New York judiciary. No new businesses want any part of this charade, witch hunt. And he's absolutely right. Now, what's very interesting, during the trial, it looks like the judge did not want to hear from Trump or Alina Habba. Now, again, there is no jury, and that's what this is all about. Trump is allowed to actually tell his side of the story because the judge should want to listen to his side of the story. But again, the judge doesn't care about his side of the story. Hugo Lowell put this out and says, Justice Engoron is clearly very frustrated with Trump, tells his lawyer, Chris Keese, to control his client as he testifies. I beseech you to control him if you can. If you can't, I will. I will excuse him and draw every negative inference that I can. Trump lawyer Alina Habba tells the judge that NYAG prosecutor should ask better questions if he wants more specific answers. Judge shouts at Habba to sit down. Trump rails, very, very unfair trial, and I hope the public is watching. But again, the judge should allow Trump to tell his side of the story and answer the questions. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, and this is a picture of Judge Engoron. It says, no, I'm not here to hear what President Trump has to say. Judge Arthur Engoron. So the whole thing is fixed, which we all know. The people are watching this play out. The people are seeing the two-tier justice system, and they're seeing election interference. And once again, people see the difference. They see that all they're trying to do is go after Trump. Now, is this going to work? Absolutely not. It's actually backfiring on them. And remember, with everything that they're trying to do with Trump and his businesses, they don't have anything. No one was hurt. There's no victims. There's absolutely nothing. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to rule against Trump. Trump is going to appeal. And the other judge, the appeals court, is going to look at this and go, this is a garbage case. I reverse everything. They didn't follow the rule of law. It's almost like Jack Smith. When his case went up to the Supreme Court, there was a unanimous ruling against Jack Smith, everything that he did. Everyone is going to see this and people are going to go, holy crap. This was one gigantic show just to get Trump, just to get him and have this public trial. This is election interference. But think about what has been happening right now. From the very beginning, Trump has been saying the elections have been rigged and they've been calling it the big lie, conspiracy theory. But in 1 year, what have we seen? We've seen Democrats being busted in four different voter fraud schemes and elections had to be redone. Think about this for a second. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said the following, and he's referring to the Connecticut judge who ordered a new election because of ballot stuffing. He says, this is just a tiny part of what's happening in our country with voting. It's all a giant scam. Congratulations to those that caught these criminals in action for having the courage to pursue it. So he's letting everyone know that, yeah, it's a lot worse. Now think about it. Think about all these indictments. What happens if they prove that the elections were rigged and Trump won? What happens to all these indictments. Well, don't they go away? Well, it seems that, yeah, that's exactly what happens. Liz Harrington put this out and said, what happens, and this is a lawyer speaking right now, what happens if we show that Trump won? There are no false statements. The indictment goes away. And I wonder why the Secretary of State doesn't want to turn anything over. Yes, once he shows the proof that they rigged the election, what happens to all these indictments? What happens to everything that they're doing? They completely disappear. And you know what people see? Election interference. They see it all. Now, Trump, he is now confirming and he's not holding back anymore because he knows the truth. He's known everything because they've captured everything. Remember, this is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. And Trump, when he was giving a speech in Kissimmee, Florida, he said that he won all 50 states. Take a listen.
We won, in the last time, 50 states. Think of it. 50 states. We won every state. We then did great in the election. We got 12 million more votes or so. 12 million more votes than we got the first time.
Now, Trump is letting everyone know that he is actually the winner, because what I think is happening right now, and he's building the narrative up, that when he releases the information, it's going to show that, yeah, he truly did win the election, that they cheated in the election. And remember, when people see this, people are going to come out and vote for Trump, which means if you have all these people voting for Trump, because remember, we're going to war, the economy's crashing, they're seeing the cheating. If he has all the people on his side, 90%, let's say, of people on his side voting for him, you think the deep state can make up the numbers? No, I don't think they can. I don't think they'll be able to cheat. Even if they bring in Michelle Obama, I don't think it's going to happen. Because now the entire D party, well, they're corrupt. Even when they bring out Michelle Obama, because they know it's attached to Obama. This whole thing is dirty. And Trump, he needed to make sure that they couldn't reverse anything. Because if we use paper ballots and we have voting in one day, there is only one way they would be able to reverse it or shut it down. The vice president can return the electors back to the states, right? So what did Trump have to do? He needed to make sure that this couldn't be done. He blocked them because he knew exactly what was going to happen. He put this out on Truth, 60 Minutes. So if the vice president didn't have the power to act, sending votes back to the legislatures for rechecking and rapid approval, unless they found fraud or something wrong with the vote counting, why did the rhinos and Democrats get together and change the law so that a vice president in the future wouldn't do what these people said he couldn't do? If he couldn't do it, they would not have changed the law. Those same people would have told you, but only after the election, that a VP had the right to send them back to the states for recertification. And they didn't like that, so they changed the law, taking away the right. I disagree, because if fraud is found, fix it. Last year, Democrats and Republicans passed an electoral count law. It now clarifies a vice president role is to read, not judge, the votes. The fact that they had to clarify the law means that there was uncertainty, which means that it was open to interpretation. It could have been done. Do you think he played them? Do you think he forced them into doing this? Saying that he didn't like this, that you shouldn't be, you know, he had the right, Pence had the right. I do believe he set them up, because he knew as we approached the 2024 elections, he knew that we were going to have the majority vote for Trump. He was going to show the deep state that the people want him. It was going to be a landslide vote. And the only thing they could do at this time was to have the VP send it back to the legislatures. They don't have that power. So I wonder if this was all a setup. It's starting to seem that way, isn't it? Because now as we approach the elections, it's starting to become clearer and clearer of what's really going on here. And once again, Trump has told us we needed to have this pause because he needed the people. He couldn't do it alone. If he came in with the military, it would look like a military coup. He needed to follow the Constitution. He needed the people to take back the country. And he even told everyone out in Kissimmee, Florida, that we're going to do this together. Take a listen.
The great silent majority is rising like never before. And under our leadership, we're doing it together. The forgotten man and woman will not be forgotten any longer. They will not be forgotten any longer. They've been forgotten. They weren't forgotten for 4 years, but they will not be forgotten any longer. With your help, your love, and your vote, we will put America first, and we will make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you, Florida.
And that reminds me of Post 2450, November 7th, 2018. We're going to show you a new world. Those who are blind will soon see the light. A beautiful, brave new world lies ahead. We take this journey together, one step at a time. Where we go one, we go all. And it seems like Dan Scavino, he's actually confirming that we needed this break so the people could see exactly what's going on. And this is what he put out on True Social. 2021 appliances, and there's an asterisk next to break. Break within 2 years. 1980 refrigerator, I will outlive you and everyone you love. I am eternal. I am time itself. So it's very interesting that there's an asterisk next to break. And if you go to post 314, it says it's about the break. And I do believe it's about the break. It's about the pause. This is where the people are waking up. And this is where the people take back control, because they see very clearly the deep state players, their system, and they see Trump, who wants peace, who wants America to be great. And now the people can see very, very clearly. Now, Calvin Coolidge, he said something very, very interesting. And I think this goes with everything that we're witnessing and everything that we're seeing. And this is what he says. Unless the people, through unified action, arise and take charge of their government, they will find that their government has taken charge of them. Independence and liberty will be gone, and the general public will find itself in a condition of servitude to an aggregation of organized and selfish interests. And that's exactly right. And what's very interesting is that Trump was asked if he would do this all over again. I mean, think about what his family has been put through. Think about the indictments, all the slings and arrows he had to take. And they asked him, would you do this again? You know what his answer was? Well, take a listen.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, you've gone through so much. If you had it to do again, you had the greatest life in the world. The greatest. I mean, you couldn't have had better. But I love our country. Our country wasn't having such a great life. But they said to me, if you had it to do again, would you do it again? I said, without question. I answered that question, and because we have to save our country. We have to save our country, and we will save our country.
And you heard him. He would do it all over again to save this country. He is in control. The Patriots are in control. He's waiting for the people. That's what this was all about. He had the control. He made sure he had the control. He wants the people to get to the same level he is at. He wants the people to have the information to make that decision in the end. And the people, they're getting that information. The people are waking up. The people are going to say, we're taking back the country. We've had enough. We're done with them. I see the system. I see the matrix. Trump, do it. Go after them. We give you permission. That's what the people are going to say in the end. And Trump is going to do it. He's going to go after every single one of them. And actually, make America great again. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.